This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Opened up part of my state, but I can't really tell it. No matter. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load.
Can't see me. Can't see me.
I needed a little help trying to figure a few things out. So whenever I need this kind of help, there's only one person I can go to. I don't get to speak to him nearly as often as I should. But joining me now from Congress, from the Pelosian enclaves that is such a toxic place I can only imagine to work, is Representative Jeff Duncan. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, Bill. Thanks for having me on. What crazy time we are living in right now.
What is that like to work in that Congress right now?
You know, it's just a wonder I haven't just lost it and slapped somebody after 10 years with some of the things we see going on when we're trying to address the CARES Act and trying to put money into the hands of small businesses that government mandated shut down. We see Nancy Pelosi and company put money in for the Kennedy Center, Arts and Humanities funding and things like that, spending your tax dollars just because they saw an opportunity to plus up spending somewhere on a pet priority.
One of the things I'm looking at, like the NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, they use a lot of modeling to tell us we got climate change coming, right? Aren't they? Is that one of their things that they do right now?
That's one of the things they do right now. And we have seen where they put some of their monitors in places that are, you know, rooftops or by heat and air conditioning units that are pumping out warmer air, all to skew the results. But, yeah, we're seeing a lot of pet projects for the progressive left get money, tax dollars, in bills that are supposed to take care of Americans during this economic situation and virus situation that we've got.
This is called the Wuhan Rescissions Act, and you're trying to pull back $27 billion in spending that none of it actually went to the coronavirus aid, relief, and economic security. How bad is it really? I mean, I'm looking around. I think I had the coronavirus. I've seen the stats. I've seen how many people they think had coronavirus. I mean, I think coronavirus was here in November and in December and in January. When we were focused on impeaching the president because he made a phone call. And
I think my son had it in late December, early January.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is we're going to be debating the government's response for 100 years on what we should have done, what we shouldn't have done, where this virus came from, how it impacted us, how it didn't impact us. It's going to be a debate. I don't think personally that it has been nearly as bad as everyone anticipated, but there was a true fear that healthcare would be overwhelmed, that healthcare workers would catch this, would be out of work, no one to treat those that have come down with it. I don't know if the social distancing or the partial shutdown of the economy was what pulled the domino out of the line so that they all didn't fall. But something worked, or it wasn't as bad as we all had anticipated. But if you look at how quickly it spread across Europe and Spain and Italy and the UK, and there was real fear out there. And so Congress stepped up because government mandated that Main Street shut down, and Congress stepped up and said, we've got some culpability in this. We should try to alleviate some of the pain for the Main Street businesses. And we ended up with some stimulus money that went out to all Americans that filed taxes. But at the end of the day, we saw Nancy Pelosi in a bill that was passed after midnight on a Friday night inject all kinds of progressive spending priorities for the left, like the Kennedy Center and other arts and humanities and other things, to the tune of about $27 billion of your tax dollars. And so I filed the Wuhan Rescission Act to try to rescind some of that spending because they know if it wasn't COVID related, is what the CARES Act was supposed to be, then we're going to rescind that money.
The, when we're sitting around trying to figure this out, I mean, coronavirus is, what is it? SARS-CoV-2, which means it's related remotely to SARS-CoV, which had a much higher mortality rate. Was it just due to not knowing what was going on, or did everybody think this was a plague, or?
It's called novel. They didn't know. They had never seen anything like it. And when you look at the RNA sequencing on it, from what I've been told by healthcare professionals, it was unlike anything that comes out of the normal coronavirus genome or sequencing or what we, there are a lot of coronaviruses out there. I guess what I'm saying, this was novel. This was new. It was different. And they did not know what we were dealing with. And it was spreading so rapidly. It was very, very contagious. And I think that had a lot of people concerned, and rightly so. But like I said earlier, we're going to be debating the government's response on this for 100 years. 100 years from now, they're sure going to be talking about COVID-19.
Right. Let me ask you a question as far as that process, the way this process should work. If you've got a fire, like the California wildfires we have, I don't know how much they worry about how the fire started before they actually contain the fire. Should all of this, I mean, some of the stuff, I watch what the mainstream media does, and I watch what the Democrats do. And a lot of times it seems like they're trying to stall progress. Even though they call themselves progressives, they're trying to stall the progress that, like with the bills that you guys put out there, you actually were sort of focused on exactly what you wanted to do. And so there's money involved, so they tack on another $27 billion. And then they lengthened out the process. Is this what it is for them? Is this just another political game?
I don't think the virus was a political game, but I do think Jim Clyburn spoke correctly for the progressives, is that they have an opportunity to get some of their progressive policies passed because of the need for the CARES Act or the need for the PPP program. They seized upon that. And so take them at their own words. You know, no crisis should go to waste. And, Republicans were focused on getting some money to Main Street, getting money to moms and dads to help pay rent, to alleviate the fear because they're out of work, whether they were unemployed or whether they're just furloughed, whether their business is even going to survive or not. We were focused on that because we had the most robust economic situation in this country than we've had ever. And it was on fire. And all of a sudden it came to a screeching halt. And so Republicans were focused on doing what was right for America and Americans, but the Democrats were looking to increase their power, put more money out there for some of their progressive policies. And they said they wanted to seize upon the crisis for their own benefit. And that's wrong.
Yeah, I've got a couple of questions regarding that in the next segment. But have you looked around the upstate? Have you been back to the upstate in the last week?
I'm in South Carolina right now. We've gone to Washington to vote a couple of times. But other than that, we've been back and adhering to the same policies that Governor McMaster has put on everyone. My offices are closed. We have all of my staff working from home. We divided my 16 employee staff in Washington and in South Carolina into a coronavirus task force, and everyone's tasked with dealing with whether it's FEMA or HHS or South Carolina Employment or the PPP program and banks and SBA, or dealing with stuck South Carolinians that were overseas trying to get home. And initially that was a big thing for our office to get involved with folks.
Yeah, it was. Coming up on the first break, I'm speaking with Jeff Duncan. He is a congressman out of South Carolina, 3rd District. He has introduced the Wuhan Rescissions Act, trying to pull back some of your money that the Democrats spent on things like the Legal Services Corporation, which I still don't know what that is, $50 million. We don't even know what that is. The National Endowment for the Humanities, $75 million. I need to become a legal entity. Jeff, if I can, let me get you to hold on for me through this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here we go. We're trying to peel an onion here. We're following the money. It's all about the Benjamins, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Talking to U.S. Representative from the 3rd District of South Carolina, Jeff Duncan. He's my congressman. You do cover Simpsonville, right? I'm in your district, right?
Some of Simpsonville, yeah.
Okay, well, I claim that part, whatever it is. now, you, one thing before we move on here, you were the last of the class of 2010, aren't you? Of the Tea Party class that went up in 2010 in the House.
The last from South Carolina, Tim Scott's still over in the Senate.
But yeah, but you're in the House. I mean, the House is the House is where all the mosh pit is.
Yeah.
At least in my in my observances, anyway. But anyway, let's talk a little bit about two things real quick. Now, first of all, how culpable is the media in the fear of COVID-19, do you think?
I think we saw them really whip up the fear initially over this. But, you know, some of it may have been valid. We had no idea what this novel virus was going to do. But I do think they instilled a lot of fear in people's minds. And you were mentioning off air that people in South Carolina are still fearful about going out, and they look at you strange if you don't wear a mask. And I was at Lowe's yesterday, and, you know, there were a few people and there were a mask. I had on a mask. I felt like it was the right thing to do because Mike Pence got criticized for not wearing a mask. But I didn't want anybody to recognize me and say, oh, you should have had a mask on. But most people didn't, and they were shopping at Lowe's. And the thing is, the small retailers can't open up. But Lowe's can.
Right.
Walmart can, but the local hardware store can't. So, you know, I think there's a huge dichotomy there between big box and Main Street that needs to be corrected. And, you know, we're seeing this is crazy times we're living in. We had the coronavirus, then we had UFOs in April, and now we've got killer hornets from Asia coming over.
I saw that.
And who knows what next thing's going to be.
I can't imagine what June's going to be like. That's all I can say. A lot of these blue states seem to be trying to pre-position themselves, like Maine. They have a $525 million shortfall, which they had prior to COVID-19. California, they're, what, $27 billion in the hole. New York, if you have a piano dropped on you, you died of COVID-19. You got New Jersey, where the governor there, Murphy, said, you know, I didn't take the Bill of Rights into consideration when I did this stuff. All these places, Michigan, with, you know, you got Gretchen. So all of these states seem to be trying to prolong this and sort of drive their states out of business. But when I look at this, it sort of seems like they're doing this. It's sort of like a reverse Cloward and Piven, where they're trying to break themselves so you guys will come in and not only fund them, but fund their unfunded liabilities.
Yeah, there's a big push out there right now for the states to be bailed out by the federal government. I can tell you the hardworking American taxpayers that live in South Carolina don't want to see their tax dollars confiscated by the federal government and given to California, which has lived recklessly and irresponsibly for decades. South Carolina has a balanced budget amendment requirement in our state, and so we have to balance our budget level within our means every year. California doesn't, and they run up a deficit and debt, and now they're going to look at the federal government, which the federal government derives its money from me and you as taxpayers. So that means South Carolina would be basically paying for the debt of irresponsibility in California and New York, New Jersey, and other places. That's not what the federal government should do. Shouldn't confiscate our dollars and give it to other states. That's wrong. So I'm going to fight that tooth and nail. We should not do that. Now, if states had COVID-19-related expenses, Bill, because the federal government pushed down to the states, you know, President Trump basically encouraged Henry McMaster in South Carolina to do a lot of economic shutdown stuff to try to stop this virus.
Right.
I think the federal government has some culpability there. Maybe some money should flow from the federal government back down to the states for COVID-19 related expenses because of the federal government culpability in this. But we should not be paying for irresponsible spending that's going on for decades in all the progressive blue states.
Will you guys do like a forensic after action review when this is done? Because when you look at the various areas, 41 states combined do not equal what happened in New York City.
No.
And in New York City, they did a little test and found like nearly 3 million people there had the antibodies in them. They built they did a field hospital at the Javits Center that they never used. They said they had to have ventilators. They ended up shipping those out to other places. They had a ship that the federal government paid for to sail up their hospital ship that they didn't put 100 people in. And then they dismantled it and sent it out, and still they're locked down and all of this other stuff. Will you guys look at this and say, you know, before we say this is how many people died of Wuhan virus, we need to find out how many people had Wuhan virus? Because in New York, all of the morticians are out there saying If somebody dies and they have pneumonia, the flu, or a heart attack, they're calling it COVID-19 on the death certificate. That is just a stamp now. Will you guys be looking at that?
Absolutely, because there's a lot of fear out there that hospitals can get rewarded through the CARES Act for the number of COVID-19 patients they had die within the hospital and how many they treated. And so there's going to be a lot of fraud involved, and that's just human nature. So we're already hearing about some death certificates that were coded wrong. Everything's being coded COVID-19. That's wrong. But I do feel like, you know, the federal government didn't send the tents for the hospital tents for Central Park or the ship Mercy and the other one into California and New York, just for show. They really felt based on what they were seeing, that the healthcare system was going to get overwhelmed. But there was a point in time where they realized, hey, this isn't going to overwhelm the healthcare system like we thought. We're going to pull those resources back.
Well, I mean, I get that, and I understand. I know that the shutdown was due to the fact that nobody wanted to overload or overwhelm the medical system. I get that part of it. However, there had to be a moment where everybody saw the light at the end of the tunnel and they realized this was not as bad as where they thought it was going to be. Just based upon what's happening to the economy now, shouldn't we have adapted at that moment and done it really quick? And the media would have been nice if they'd said, you know, this is not as bad as we thought it was. Wouldn't that have been a better scenario to go with?
Absolutely, but the media was too busy pointing fingers at President Trump and his administration, saying they didn't act fast enough, and blaming his administration and the president himself for a response, which I think the president's response was spot on. Even during impeachment in January, when Nancy Pelosi was handing out pens, the president was, you know, ending travel from China, the hot spot of Wuhan virus and the area of origination. So I think once we realized it wasn't going to be as bad, absolutely we should have opened up segments of the economy. There were states and even areas within states that could have opened up that had no coronavirus cases,
right,
and done some spot opening to keep this economy, you know, at least on life support instead of killing it, you know, the way we have. We're almost in depression era numbers if you look at over 30 million people, Americans unemployed.
Yeah.
And I think we look at the stock market, you know, it's bad, Bill.
It is, and we're running out of time. I'll be back in touch.
God bless, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep. Yes, sir.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the military remains ahead of the curve at every turn to fight the coronavirus outbreak.
We currently have 62,000 service members deployed across all 50 states, the territories, and the District of Columbia.
Esper, speaking in Washington, D.C., says the virus hasn't affected the military too much.
In terms of a 2 million strong military, we've had fewer than 5,000 persons infected, and fewer than 100 have been hospitalized.
The Senate in session on Capitol Hill, despite some concerns about the coronavirus pandemic outbreak. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky says the Senate will focus on approving nominees.
Qualified nominees who've been held up for too long already have become even more necessary in these uncertain times.
McConnell says the Senate will be smart and safe regarding their sessions. And you're listening to USA Radio News. White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro says the federal government needs to roll back regulations on pharmaceutical production so they can make products in America.
One of the beautiful things is that this crisis has unveiled is the power of the federal government merging with the power of private enterprise.
Navarro also telling Fox News that the coronavirus pandemic has American companies stepping up to the plate to help manufacture ventilators.
GM was able to reproduce much of that supply chain, so those ventilators became made in America products.
Carnival Cruise Lines is resuming cruises on a limited basis this summer. The company says 8 ships will begin sailing again in August from select cities. 3 ships will leave from Texas while 3 are departing from Miami. And 10 months after the death of his wife Beth, Dog the Bounty Hunter is engaged. Dwayne Chapman proposing to his new girlfriend at their home in Colorado. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back. I wish the pollen would go away. That'd be nice. If the pollen would go away and the killer bees would go away, that'd be nice. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Who took life-saving when they were a kid at school, when you'd go to the Y camp or the lake camp or whatever, and you'd have to learn how to, you know, save a drowning person? When someone's drowning, they're fighting for their lives. Maybe, but they're tired, they're exhausted, or maybe they don't really, they lack swimming ability. They're sinking under the water, and they're getting further away from the air with each passing moment. And this unreasoning fear sets in that they begin flailing around wildly, trying to grab anything they can to find to pull themselves back to the surface. And that unreasoning fear and resultant flailing around is called panic. People who are panicking are, by definition, not thinking. And this is where we get to the dangerous part. They'll grab onto you and push you underwater in an effort to save themselves, even if you swam out to rescue them. They're doing it because they're not thinking of anyone else. They're not thinking about the future. They are 100% emotionally focused on the right here and now. Now. Right now. You never approach a drowning person from the top of the water. Instead, as you get near them, you dive under the water, at least below their waistline, and turn them around so they don't reach you. You crawl up their body from behind and then throw an arm over their shoulder, bump your hip into the lower middle of their back, and raise them up and start side-stroking back to the shore or the side of the pool. And rest assured, they're going to be fighting you all the way, because even though you've got them to the surface where they can breathe, they're still in panic mode. And they will be for at least several minutes. It takes people a while to calm down and to return to normal. It's nothing against anyone. This is human nature. And today, we're in a moment where the same dynamic holds true with respect to the so-called invisible enemy known as the coronavirus, COVID-19, Chinese virus, you know, stir-fry-dye, whatever you want to call it. The very use of the word enemy creates in the listener or reader the picture of the horrors of war aimed directly at them, right between the eyes. The initial estimates of nightmarish numbers of fatalities were broadcast by media that lived by the dictum that if it bleeds, it leads. And they did that until a national panic set in. I must confess that before certain realizations came to me, I was very nervous about this. I was wondering what it would feel like to have coronavirus with my compromised lungs. I was wondering what that would do to me. Of course, I already knew what it would do to me because I'd already been through it. So, once that state of mind was firmly entrenched in the general public, reason went right out the door, along with any possible hope of coming through this disease with our nation intact. And that state of panic and unreasoning fear is the real culprit behind allowing governors and mayors the illegal, unconstitutional, and unbiblical authority they claim to quarantine the healthy. They get to define what is essential and not essential. They get to arrest people for the innocuous crime of playing ball with their children on a deserted playground or paddleboarding by themselves on the ocean. They get to harass us with drones and demand that churches shut down, strip people of their jobs, release thousands of felons onto the streets, and destroy our nation with an implementation of socialism that shows no signs of slowing down, even as the coronavirus is slowing down. Panic. Panic destroys our ability to step back and examine these outrageous actions with a clear head. Even the church isn't immune. Just this week, one of the leaders of a church announced on the live streaming broadcast that they would be starting drive-in services now that the government will allow us to hold church again. He wasn't being flippant when he phrased it that way. He was overjoyed and happy to tell us what was on the upcoming schedule. And this is not some cafeteria Christian either, but a staunch man of God who recently emerged from a lengthy and grueling medical marathon that required immense amounts of faith from him and his family. And nevertheless, his comment, made in passing, the government was allowing us to hold church again, is indicative of how deeply the secular culture has sunk its claws into the church. It demonstrates how fear has even taken over the church. Where is the wisdom that we once possessed concerning the limits of government's police powers? Did we lose it? Did we forget it? How could we do it? And it's not as if wisdom is a complicated thing. Wisdom is defined as good sense or judgment. Put more succinctly, wisdom is common sense, or perhaps the practice of common sense. And these days, it's often very unpopular as well. People don't want to be told they're cowards for giving in into fear. No one wants to feel subjected to ridicule for going against the grain. Admittedly, words do hurt, especially from a loved one, but there's no reason to be cowed by them. The wisdom to ignore hurtful words and do the right thing will always be unpopular because when you take those right actions, you implicitly accuse those around you of cowardice for not taking those actions, and they know it. They may not be able to put it in those exact words, but they definitely feel it in their heart. They know that your actions are showing them to be cowards by comparison. So, therefore, one aspect of wisdom can be defined as unpopular common sense. By this definition, if you practice wisdom, you're guaranteed to be unpopular. A person or nation that is panicking will fight you even though you're trying to help them, just like the drowning person that I spoke about earlier. Wisdom in the age of panic means no amount of arguing, cajoling, or reasoning will ever be enough to change the minds of those who are panicking. Or you're offended, or you have offended, with your bravery. So we should quit trying. Instead, we should focus on beating them. Unfortunately, in life, we come to a moment where as we try to negotiate this life as it is, Sometimes we can't save everybody. One big difference here. When I look at 2016, I had this moment. I had this hallelujah moment during the election when I realized that people had not paid attention to the media. And by not paying attention to the media, they'd actually employed a little bit of critical thinking, especially a bunch of Democrats up in the Rust Belt. And instead, we did something that shocked the establishment that day. But here we are with COVID-19, and in the space of, in February, does anybody remember in February how everything was pretty much normal? Do you remember that? January, everything was pretty much normal. We had COVID-19 then. It was here. It was very present. Everybody was getting it. We just didn't know it. We stopped being critical thinkers, and we began to listen to the media again, and look what it has gotten us. We had an economy that was the class of the world. It was the class of a century. Gone. And now, as we're trying to fire this engine back up and get it running again, too many of us are afraid to go out there and take advantage of freedom. Freedom is there. It's beckoning to you. It won't ever turn its back on you if you'll go and take it. But it's not going to stay there forever. Because this is the way they want you to be. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load.
There are just too many times people have tried to look inside of me, wondering what I think of you when I protect you out of courtesy. Too many times that I've held on when I needed to push away, afraid to say what's on my mind.
I'm going to give you a quote from Anne Enright. People do not change, they are merely revealed. As these state lockdowns are arbitrarily being extended at the whims of certain Democrat governors, we're all discovering previously unknown personality traits of our friends and neighbors and local politicians that we might never have learned of had it not been for this particular flu. This is a great unmasking, if you will, in a lot of ways. Most cities these days have online neighborhood sites where people post relevant facts or questions close to home. Coyote sightings, lost pets, furniture for sale, etc. But now, well, things have changed. Now we're seeing something else, the stark reality of how our local friends and neighbors think and operate. Most of us don't bother to wonder to which political party the people who walk by our homes or whom we see in our markets and libraries or schools belong. But based on what's seen in these neighborhood bulletin boards and discussion groups, many are revealing their inner police state tendencies. Day after day, these neighborhood sites are chock full of complaints about people walking without masks or exercising in a park too close to others. These online complainants rage against all the inconsiderate people who are not following the rules, and they get responses like, call the police. You might think we were all brought up in Romania, where even children were taught to report their own parents' verbal deviations from the party line. New Jersey is using drones with loudspeakers to harass people deemed too close to one another from the air above them. This is all, in a lot of ways, in these states, this is a dress rehearsal for a police state. And so many of us are taking this lying down. This is why seeing these SoCal beachgoers fighting Newsom's orders to close the beaches is such a relief. Everybody out there, all of you Americans, you need to remember how and why the country came into being. It was not to be treated like subjects for minor dictators. We should all remember that these governor order rules do not, cannot have the force of law. It seems that too few Americans have a clue about the constitutional rights they have long taken for granted, like speech and assembly and religion. Suddenly, they're giving them up without so much as a fight. In all states, we can see people alone in their cars wearing a mask. What are they thinking, that the virus can cruise along at 30 miles an hour and breach your closed window if they drive by an infected person? So to all of those Southern Californians who ignored the ridiculous politically motivated beach closure of Gavin Brill Cream Newsom. Cheers to you folks. If Newsom had been paying attention, he would have known by now that being outdoors in the sunlight is the best disinfectant. And Trump, once again, he proves himself to be a genius for leaving these things to the governors. He clearly knew full well that the dumbest among them would overreach. Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan. Michigan has become a national joke, but she's still doubling down. Her citizens can row in a boat, but not be in a motorboat. Other Democrat governors are imposing restrictions on their citizens' essential freedoms that have no basis in the science they all claim to be using to validate these impotence on the daily life. New York's Governor Cuomo, his handling of the outbreak there has been the worst by far. New York was tragically unprepared, and Cuomo's every step to address the crisis was disastrous. And then there's de Blasio, the mayor of New York City. He's been a disaster as well. They were encouraging New Yorkers to go about their lives until late in February, which, by the way, that was still too late. It was too late in February for us to lock down and stop anything. Because coronavirus had been there. It was here in December, people. Everything that went right in New York was thanks to Trump. But they began blaming Trump for their own failures. Cuomo was largely responsible for the huge number of deaths in the nursing homes. On his watch, his state ordered these homes for the vulnerable to accept COVID-19 positive patients. He also cut the subway runs in half, making them twice as crowded. His judgment has been so poor that he will never be a viable presidential candidate. Never. Heather McDonald wrote the most read piece of the week, The Paranoid Style in COVID-19 America, in which she tells of early morning cyclists and runners in New York Central Park who are whizzing by masked. How on earth have so many freedom-loving Americans become so terrified of a politically charged virus that they are not even questioning the sudden repeal of their basic rights? McDonald references Japan, which did not shutter its economy but employed a guideline, avoid the three C's, confined places, crowded places, and close contact. Japan is a nation of 126.5 million with a very large proportion of elderly people. They have had 360 deaths. It should be clear to all Americans by now that this lockdown, perhaps initially understandable, given the outrageous numbers of the models used by Drs. Fauci and Birx, has been a colossal mistake. And once it became clear that these models were fallacious, everyone should have relaxed. Our hospitals have not been overrun, except briefly in New York, and even there, all the beds and ventilators Cuomo claimed he needed were not necessary. Nobody has died for lack of a ventilator. Hydroxychloroquine works, and now it seems like Remdesivir can do the same, speeding up recovery from the disease. Got a whole bunch of vaccine trials already underway. It is a very bad flu, all things considered, and the worst is over. The deaths have significantly been among the elderly with one or more comorbidities, which does not make them any less tragic. But every one of us is on borrowed time from the moment we're born. Far more dangerous are the pandemics and epidemics which target the young and the healthy, as some do. From the McDonald article, we get this. The average death rate from coronavirus in New York City is 128 per 100,000. In New York State, it's 71 per 100,000. To put these numbers in perspective, the national death rate for all causes was 723.6 per 100,000 in 2018. For heart disease, it was 163.6 per 100,000. New York's coronavirus death rates bear no resemblance to the country at large, despite New York Governor Cuomo's recent pronouncement that an outbreak anywhere is an outbreak everywhere. California's coronavirus death rate is 4 deaths per 100,000. Pennsylvania's 13 deaths per 100,000. Utah's 1 death per 100,000. Washington State, 9 deaths per 100,000. Wisconsin, 4 per 100,000. Georgia, where we are supposed to believe, it, you know, they are about to unleash a mortal plague upon the country, 8 per 100,000. Texas, 2 per 100,000. Florida, 4 per 100,000, despite their elderly population. An MSNBC pundit gleefully predicted several weeks ago that Missouri would succumb because it had not halted its economy soon enough. Their virus death rate stands at 4 per 100,000. The impact of this varies vastly throughout the country, which is why Trump wisely left ending the lockdown to the governors. For 3.5 years, the left has called Trump a Hitler, a Mussolini, a dictator, and he's never been anything like that. Now they're apoplectic that he has refused to dictate an extended national shutdown when it is clear that it is not necessary. He's reminding people what federalism actually is and why it's in an integral part of our Constitution. He's abiding by it to the eternal frustration of the totalitarian left that believes if one person suffers, everyone must suffer. So for those of you in Michigan, New Jersey, Maine, California, and elsewhere, a lot of you that are locked down right now, I'll bet you even the nominal Democrats don't want to be under house arrest for any extended period of time for no reason. Come and join us. Freedom beckons. Coming up next, Dan Zimmerman, The Truth About Guns, the weekly recap. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.